The information in this video or podcast is not intended nor implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. All content, including text, graphics, images, and information contained in this video or podcast, is for general information purposes only and does not replace your professors or a consultation from your own doctor or healthcare professional.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome.
We are so glad you guys decided to join us again for another podcast. We hope that you guys have been enjoying them. And like we said, we're changing the format a little bit.
Yeah, well, we kind of get our bearings a little bit. So we'll kind of see where it goes.
Yeah. And again, feedback is great. We always love it. But let's go ahead and get into that intro.
Let's get into it. The PTA Podcast with your hosts, Ken
and Laura. Thanks again for joining for another exciting episode. Okay, today's topic. Do you want
to? Well, I don't like saying it, but I'll say it.
I don't think anybody technically likes it in our field.
Yeah, I mean, even learning in school was brutal, but it's very, very important. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be going over documentation.
Yes, guys. I don't hate it as much as other people do, I feel like.
I never said I hated it. Actually, you're right. I might have slipped that a little bit.
But I don't mind it. I think the hard part is sometimes we're not given enough time to document how we want. And sometimes trying to find, like, those patients who have been coming to therapy for a very long time, trying to find different words is tough. Those are when it gets really hard. But other than that, I don't mind it too much.
Yeah. It's just this, you just feel like you're, when you see a lot of patients, it just goes back and forth, mm-hmm. like patient, mm-hmm. doc, like a... It can get overwhelming. Yeah. You know, we get into this field to help patients, not to write documentations, but it's still very important.
It is.
But let's go ahead and we'll start with the format.
Yeah.
Just the idea of the SOAP note.
Which is the most common format. Yeah. Not saying it has to be this way, but it's the most common we see in our field.
So SOAP, S being the subjective, so what you hear from the patient. Objective being just more like objective measurements, just the hard facts. Mm-hmm. Assessment being how they responded or things that you kind of see while they're in the treatment. And then plan is more for the future.
Yeah.
What they can do the next visit or what things are going to be coming up.
So one of the things I would say is objective is what you did throughout that visit, and assessment is how they responded.
That probably sounds better.
So usually objectives are measurable things like your measurements, if you're taking any range of motion, manual muscle testing.
How far they walked.
What sets, repetitions. Like an outpatient, we did flow sheets. So we would just say see flow sheets. And that would have everything kind of listed of what exercises they did. So we didn't actually have to list them out in our documentation.
So. And then the assessment being the response. Mm-hmm. And it was actually in school too. It was kind of, sometimes the objective and the assessment can get like flipped. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like one word different can change it from being in the objective portion to the assessment portion.
It's tough. Or I feel like it can go in either one. I feel like it could be S, O, and A, and then P.
Yeah,
I agree. But again, there's no right or wrong way. That's just kind of how it's been. And that's what I would say most programs I've worked on. Like, I've worked on Prompt. Quick EMR. And then WebPT.
Is that what it's called?
No, I did that in clinical. And so then I did one that was geared. It was kind of like Quick EMR, but it was different. And it was geared towards, like, the company itself.
It's like their own thing.
But yeah, it was a lot of, like.
So learning each. Like electrical medical service, mm-hmm. EMR record services. You gotta learn each one. Each one has its own little things, and it just takes a little bit of a learning curve. But you wanna talk? So let's start with S.
Yes.
So objective. What would you put in S?
So usually, always what I put in S is what the patient came in and said, how they're feeling that day, how they felt after a last treatment sometime, like the next day or something like that. So anything that kind of happened once they walk out that door from the following treatment to the moment right up until we take a bath type thing.
Do you write everything? Like, even if it doesn't pertain, like, no. Oh, let's say they played basketball over the weekend. Are you going to put they played basketball?
Well, I'll put, like, if it affected their injury in any way. So they're like, oh, I played basketball over the weekend and kind of I intense. Had more pain. I'll put, usually I don't say patient played basketball. I'll just usually put patient had increased physical activity.
What if they went to the movies?
Well, depends. If they went to the movies, I'll be like, hey, did that cause your back pain to increase? We're just going to go lower back at this point right now. But did that cause your back pain to increase? If it did, then yes, I'll put in patient, you know, had trouble with prolonged sitting with increased pain. If it didn't, then I'm just ignoring it. So, okay. There's the thing is, like, sometimes definitely, like, if you're not getting a lot out of patients, if you just ask them what they did and they're like, oh, I went to the movies, you can try to leeway. Like, did that hurt? So you can get things. Honestly, the easiest one is, I feel like, subjective.
Yeah, it's funny because, like, they feel like they're just talking to you about what they did. Mm-hmm. And we're, like, digging deep on, oh, so wait, how did that feel?
Yeah.
Did you notice how long you were able to do it without any pain? Did the pain start during, after? Or did you feel pretty good?
Did it increase? Did you feel a little bit of soreness? And, like, definitely a lot of times I'll use that when patients come in and they're like, oh, well, you usually ask them their pain level or someone asks them, bringing them back in our case. And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm like a 1 out of 5 or 1 out of 10. And I'm like, okay, well, usually at that point, if I know and just based off of them and I'm like, I don't think quite your pain's that low based off of, like, the exercises and you not being able to do certain things when we talk before. I'll be like, okay, well, what about this or what about that? And sometimes, yeah, great. But a lot of times I can find more. They're like, oh, well, yeah, I forgot about that. Or, you know what, you're right. While driving, it bothered my neck when I tried to turn too much or something like that. So, like, you can fish for more information.
I mean, just pain in general is very difficult.
Like, yeah.
It's just their perception, your perception, same person, same injury, mm-hmm. their perception, like, it's, they'll tell you a 1 and it's like, you can't tell them, no, it's not a 1, but you can ask them, like, okay, are you,
I will tell people, like, it's not a 10.
Though. Will you? Oh, no, okay, 10. I think I'm like, see, but then what if they tell you, okay, like, okay, let's do a little mock. Go ahead and ask me.
Okay. So I come in and be like, how's your pain today?
Oh, it's a 10.
A 10. Okay.
Yeah.
So 10 out of 10.
It's 10 out of 10. Okay, it can't get any worse than
one,
this.
One is, or 0 is no pain at all. 10 correct. Is sending you to the hospital. So I you're need to saying go to the hospital. Right now I should order you an ambulance.
Yes, you should.
Then I'll order them an ambulance. But let's be honest. Most of the time they're like, well, it's not that bad. Fine. It's a 9.5. Okay.
Well, sometimes they'll tell me, like, they'll say, okay, then do, or that they'll tell me this more. Like, okay, out of 10. They're like, oh, it's a 10. I'm like, so you're telling me if I press it, it won't get any worse? And be like, no, it can get worse. It's not a 10. Like, well, it's a 15. Like, it broke the scale. It's no longer on the scale. Well, that's why I use the
hospital one as my guide.
And they still was telling me it's more than a 10. I'm like, okay, I don't understand. The scale only goes to 10. It's the most excruciating pain you've ever felt in your life. What? They tell me they're 10. They're a 10. Like, there's only so much I feel like I can do to convince them they're not a 10.
Yeah.
But if they're just gung ho for it, then there's nothing I can do.
Oh yeah, there's just ones you just write down patient states that their pain's a 10 out of 10, and you just leave it at that. And then you write, and that's the great thing in your assessment though, you can write what you're observing. Patient was able to tolerate increased exercises with no increase in signs and symptoms. Pain did not increase at all.
We'll get to A. We're
still
on O or S. So
do you put pain in subjective or do you put pain in objective?
Subjective.
Because
they're telling me how much pain they're in.
Even though it's used as a measurement, it's a subjective measurement. So
correct.
I was just curious because I've heard people who put it in objective.
Well, like WebPT, it's its own little category.
Yeah.
Like, some it just says just like pain level and it's like there. Like, it's not really part of the subjective.
Well, the question is, how does it print out?
I don't know. I've never printed it.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the time, some of those ones, when they print it, it'll any measurement that you put in like that, it'll print out under the objective because it's, like, they consider it a measurement.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I was just curious. Again, it depends on the system and how it prints.
Sounds. All right, well, let's get to O.
Oh, what are you putting in O?
What are you putting in O?
So usually in O, I'll put in any type of exercise that they do if it's not in a flow sheet. So again, usually we have flow sheets in outpatient. So in outpatient, I would just say C flow sheet for exercises. And when I did skilled nursing, we didn't do flow sheets. So I would have to write down what exercises they did.
Yeah, an acute patient. I didn't do it in acute care either. Mm-hmm. It was just like a box. And you
it's a box and you just fill in.
Figuratively in your head wrote the SOAP order without it being boxed in different sections.
So the objective was always the easiest thing because it was just straightforward.
That's what they did.
Yeah. And then if you took any measurements, you could put it there. But like again, depending on your system, sometimes there's separate area for measurements.
And also, I think a big thing they harp on too is just it being like reproducible, replicable by the next person.
Yeah.
So, for example, when I was in acute care, I would do like the objective, like patient ambulated 500 feet with single point cane with minimal assistance, record any episode of loss of balance if they did, any self corrections, any standing rest breaks, any seated rest breaks. If I need a chair follow,
I would do the rest breaks or the chair follow, but if they needed any correctional balance or cueing or anything like that, I would actually put that more in the assessment because that's more of like assessing what they did. Okay, they lost eight, but again, that's where it varies and a little bit.
That's the hard part because in the cue, it's just a box.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you just have the one box, that's where I say O and A can kind of get mashed.
Yeah. Because it's just one line. Mm-hmm. Like I'm talking about their walk, how far they went, and then where was I going, but anyways.
Sorry.
Yeah, so then I would write like, okay, if they need a like seated rest break times two, da da da, and then after that I would be like due to fatigue, patient demoed, like it kind of explain the objective a little bit more.
Yeah, I kind of like O and A going together because I feel like it flows better.
Yeah, it's easier to do in acute when you have one block versus these EMR services where it's like S, box, O, box,
A, box. Are you guys still using Prompt?
Yes.
Prompt only has three boxes, doesn't it?
No, that's four.
Does it have four?
Yeah.
I think when it first came out, it was S, O, and A, and then P.
Oh, it had O and A put together?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
It only had three boxes at the top when it first came out. Which was nice because then we just, again, in outpatients is easy because it's like C objectives or the objectives are, we would just say C flow sheet.
Yeah.
And then we go into like in my assessment, that's usually where I put like patient required minimal cueing for correctional posture during exercise. Patient demonstrated lack of safety with, you know, if they say had a walker with not putting the proper brakes on with early walker while coming into the room.
Patient displayed with
certain things like that.
Would decrease heel strike or decrease cadence, things like that.
O and A can kind of, I feel like, get a little.
Yeah, also confusing. I guess it was just frustrating in school too because it's...
It's all depending on which system. Sometimes you can make an argument
for the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So like our tests, like you had to be... Like the quiz itself had to be very specific because... Yeah. If it was vague enough, then you just get confused because it's like, okay, this could be O or this could be A.
Yeah, in school, it definitely like...
That makes it very hard.
If it was a number and it measured or it was a thing you did, O. If you are assessing how they performed that activity or their treatment overall, assessing the treatment, how they performed to the full treatment, A.
Yeah, that's ideally how it wants to go. It's just sometimes it was just so vague. And my friend showed me this picture, which summed up school to a T. Oh, my fellow, not exactly, but it was, are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Is orange either A, a color, or B, a fruit? So.
C, both.
Sorry, that's not a choice.
Oh, dang it.
That just makes it difficult sometimes. No, it is. Like, that's how it felt. So it's just, it was so funny at the time because it's like, yeah, I mean, that's true.
That's why, like, documentation, I would say it's not so much about where you place things sometimes, but it's more about putting it in your documentation. Sure, it's there. if it happened, you need to put it in. Because A, that covers your back. If something comes up, A, whether you accidentally build something incorrectly or, you know, they're questioning you, or a patient comes back and says, I never did this. You can be like, I documented it, so yes, it did. Like, we worked with a lot of legal cases. At any point, technically, we could be depoed if they really wanted to.
Sorry, what's a depo?
If they call you and say, question you of technically whether or not things happen. Like, luckily, it never usually came down to the PTAs. Usually, it was just our PTs, but our
there's still a chance that you could get.
Yeah, there's always a chance that's illegal. It's a legal document. And so, if you don't do so, or if you do something or don't do something, like, you need to put it down. And that's a big thing. Plan of care. I feel like that's the hardest one to change up. Because really, if it's...
losing me.
Sorry, we're going back to pee. We're going to pee now.
Okay. Well, can I say one more thing about the O&A? What I learned when I was doing my rotation, a good way to, like, buff up your A is to rewrite a good O. Or, like, write a good O and use that to write your A. So, kind of patient, just like if you put like min suede, so if you did a modified sit zip, for example, right, and you put condition one, it's no sway or within normal limits. Condition two, min. Condition three, min. Condition four, mod. Right, so your objective, that was your objective measure.
Yeah,
you performed a modified sit zip, that's what it is. And then in your assessment, you break it down further, so it's like using your objective.
How they corrected it. Yes. How did they correct that sway?
And that can give you more to write in your assessment. Because sometimes you don't know what to say. You're like,
oh, I agree.
Let me write that. And you're, like, you're thinking about it. Like, okay, I'm running out of things to say. If you write a good O, you can use the O for your A.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree. That's all I got.
Yeah. And then the outpatient too. Like, if you're working on them, ask them how they feel after manual treatment right away. Hey, did that feel good? Did you feel a little bit of relief? Anything like that? Because sometimes you can use that also in your
assessment.
In your assessment. So let's kind of move on. I don't really have much more on O&A. No, besides, they can get confusing.
We also said plan of care, and we can't do plan of care.
Well, so plan of care.
Plan.
Well, yeah. Well, sorry, plan. Plan.
You said plan of care. I'm like, I can't do a plan of care.
You're right. We can't. I said plan of care, but in my head, I was thinking plan, which means continue with plan of care.
Set by PT.
Yeah. Set by supervising PT. So that's usually what I would say in outpatient. Your plan, that one to me is sometimes the hardest.
Because it stays the same.
Because it stays the same. I liked how someone put it one time. They're like, if the treatment is working, your plan should not really change.
True.
Because you're going to continue on the original set plan.
That makes sense.
But you do want to make a notes for yourself or for someone else who are reading it. A good PT or PTA will look at the last note done. And so if you're like, oh, I want to add balance exercise for next time.
Like,
this
what?
Is what
balance
I want to add.
Yeah.
You write it in there. Or if you want to increase their weights next time, you write it in there.
And like you said, like, it's a good note to yourself. Because, like, I'll see a patient and then next time I might forget.
Yeah, you see
who they
so
are
because
you see so many. So it's like, what I've done is,
I knew I was going to do something with you. Is that feeling?
Right. It's like, what were we doing? What did we do last time? And if you write good documentation, you'll know exactly what.
Yeah.
But, like, I'll do, like, for a shoulder, for example, I'll be like, okay, try PNF patterns. Or try ice closed activities. Like, kind of narrowing it down for me so I know where to go on my next visit. Or if, like, I knew eyes open was too easy, then it's like, okay, next time try eyes closed. So the next visit, I don't try eyes open again and just waste time.
Yeah. And which, again, if they can't, like, if you add something and they can't perform it, then that's great too, because you documented that you're going to add it. And then if you go back in and you'd be there, you know, the eyes closes too much, you can state that patient unable to fully perform this activity with eyes closed due to severe loss of balance, whatever, with, you know, maximum assist for recovery. I'm just throwing out words right now.
I agree.
But it shows that they still need the improvement. And so,
yeah. and it shows something you can work on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And definitely then you can, like,
break that down
with Medicare. We all know.
Oh, Medicare.
Huh?
Sweet, sweet Medicare.
Oh, yeah. So Medicare has a lot of guidelines. You do really want to think about those words and documentations of safety, queuing, balance, ADLs.
Sounds about right.
Am I missing any? I'm trying to think. I'm going off the top of my head right now. But those are things like that Medicare, if they really need it, like, you need to be showing, like, what you're doing. Are you queuing for safety? Do they have issues with safety? So if they have an issue with safety, you want to document that. Hey, I had to remind, you know, we'll go in documentation terms of, you know, patient required moderate verbal cueing throughout session for proper hand placement from sit to stand. That's a safety issue. Patient required verbal cueing and tactile and verbal, I mean physical cueing for proper use of four-wheel walker brakes, things like that.
I feel like it's showing the importance of us.
Mm-hmm.
Why is therapy beneficial?
And why they still need it.
Yeah. Why should they still be coming?
Yeah.
Why should Medicare pay us to see the patient?
Yeah. Balance is a big one. Balance, you a lot of times go with safety. Fall risk. Fall risks. That was the word I was looking for earlier. I was missing one. Fall risk. You want to talk about that. If they're having issues with their balance, that increases them for a fall risk. So it's not so much that they've fallen, they're a fall risk. And so if you have, and I'm not trying to say by any means like exaggerate or lie, document just what you see, if that makes sense. So if you see like, hey, they get off balance, that could be a fall risk. You want to document it. So
you can ask them too. It's like, oh, do you ever have moments where you feel unsteady or do you feel like you're going to fall? And
which that should be done in the eval, but.
True, but they don't, sometimes they don't disclose everything.
No, they don't.
Sometimes we've seen it. We have patients like we start working on them. Like, oh yeah, I had surgery on this. And we're like, hey, whoa. Everyone stop what you're doing. What did you just say?
That's my favorite.
I didn't read anything about that in any of the notes. And then you talk to the PT and like, no, they didn't mention that. Because sometimes the patients only disclose the current thing, not their history. And it's like, we need to know that too.
Cancer or pacemaker, sometimes they don't disclose right away.
And we have straight contradictions for her. It's just, yeah, it's fun. But no, yeah, it's definitely important to document everything, make it replicable, and show the importance of why we're doing it. Do you like templates?
I do like templates. However, though, all my templates are set to be adjusted.
Because nobody fits in a template?
No one fits in a template. So I'll have a general guideline, but I'm always adding to my templates, if that makes sense.
This gives you a good base to work with.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like,
if I know if I'm always doing heat, stem, massage, or joint mobs, like whatever, like usually those are consistent. I always have that written up and I have different ways of the reason we're doing it. Because you have to justify why you're doing things too.
Yeah, justifies why we're important.
You're doing it. So I have those kind of pre-written because those don't really change. Usually your justification heat is the same for almost anybody you're using heat for. Massage can change, joint mobs can change, but usually, again, those are consistent on why you're doing it. Like if you're doing grade 1 and 2, that's always going to be for pain. So like I have those kind of written up, but however, I always change it up a little bit of like how, because how did they react?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can't just template everybody.
And I never have a subjective template. Never.
Well, yeah, that would be difficult.
No, people do it. They will literally just have
so hard.
Patient came in and reported blank out of blank.
And that's it?
Yeah. So I would say, like, the big thing about documentation is what you just need to think about is, it needs to be able to be repeated by someone if they're covering for you. Always just assume, like, if you're out the next day, someone else is coming in reading your note, they should be able to figure out what you did with that patient. Second thing is you need to make sure what's in there is why you're doing it, why they're needing it, why is it need to be done by a skilled PTA or physical therapist. Like, remember, this is a skilled thing. This is why they're paying for it. So those are like my big things of just like when you're documenting, think about those two things. And honestly, you should have almost everything in your documentation just fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think those are two very big points for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything else is important, definitely, but I think those two are probably the bigger ones.
Yeah. So we're going to just do a quick little game here, I guess.
Wait, how are we doing this?
Well, I thought you just were going to read out the question.
Oh, you want to do that?
I was going to guess S, O, or A.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's get into that.
So we're going to do a little quick little game here. Kenny's going to, or Ken, see, yeah. It happened again, guys. Ken is going to read a question, and then I'm going to respond with S for subjective, O for objective, A for assessment, or B for plan. So just a little fun. Let us know if you guys thought any of them went differently.
Yeah, as well as anything you guys have for tips for writing some notes of your own.
Mm-hmm. Templates, you if you have some templates.
Do you guys not use templates?
Well, if you have templates you and you want to share them, share. Hey.
Yeah. Do you guys have the SOAP format like we have the SOAP format, or do you guys just freehand it in a block like the acute settings?
What's your favorite way to do it?
All right, you ready?
Go for it.
All right, question number one. Patient was able to complete an additional 5 repetitions of the exercise program today compared with 3 repetitions at the IE. Sorry, initial evaluation. I just read it easier.
I would say objective. That's what they did.
I would go with assessment.
I feel like it could go either way.
Just because you're comparing it with a previous visit.
With the previous visit.
If all it said was patient was able to complete 5 repetitions.
Yeah.
That's objective. But then it says compared with 3 repetitions on
no,
the IE.
No, you're right.
It's showing improvement.
I forgot about the second part of that question.
And it was a long question, so I don't blame you. All right, number 2. Will refer patient to OT for evaluation of hand function before next week.
Plan.
I agree. Will is in there, and that's kind of like a future event.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3. We'll set up supervisory visit with PT by 3:15:17. Wow, plan. That's a long time ago.
That is very like straightforward too. Let's just be okay.
True. It's a will, so it's a plan. All right, number 4. Patient ambulated 50 feet one time with front wheel walker and standby assist on uneven grass.
That is an objective.
I agree. I would go with objective. Number 5. Patient stated she went to the store last night.
That would be subjective.
See, would you write that?
No. Think because about your subjective.
There's nothing with that.
It's only if it, like, subjective only counts with.
It pertains
to their injury.
The reason why they're there.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
I would put something like that if patient usually did not do that. Okay. But I would say something like. Patient was able to go to the store for the first time since attending physical therapy due to less pain.
Number 6. Mm-hmm. Patient referred to social worker for preparation for discharge on 3:15:17, so 2 days after number 3, per PT.
Sounds like plan, but I might be off because of the dates.
No, I agree.
Okay.
It was just a coincidence that it was similar to the other, like, they use the same date, so it just kind of was weird.
I was getting a little confused. Okay.
It's not the same.
It's separate.
It's a whole separate
thing. I thought maybe we were supposed to follow off, and I was
like,
it's
a whole separate
thing. Is that saying she did that already, or?
No, it's a whole separate thing.
That's where you have to really make sure you're reading things sometimes, too, definitely during testing.
All right, number 7. We got 10 total. So number 7, we're almost there. Patient stated she had pain relief of 8 out of 10 for several hours after last treatment session.
Subjective.
I agree. Number 8, patient able to walk 150 feet independently without AD compared with use of single point cane last week.
Assessment.
I agree, because you're comparing it to something else.
Yeah, but I would almost... Half of that I would put in the objective though.
I know. But I agree. I would say assessment because you're comparing
it. Yeah. where if, like if it just I would stopped, have that first half in yeah, objective, if it just stopped and in then that I first would half, repeat that objective. Second half in no, I agree. Assessment. But
all right, number nine, patient will able to ascend. Oh, sorry, patient will be able to ascend 4 steps independently with one handrail and reciprocal gait by next visit.
That's a goal.
I mean, that does sound like a goal, but it's not an option.
Like, I guess you could put it in the plan, but that's a goal.
Sorry, G is not part of SOAP.
Reread it again.
Patient will be able to ascend 4 steps independently with one handrail and reciprocal gait by next visit.
No, it's a goal.
Okay, it doesn't just even throw get that the rest. Out. Okay, fine. It's a goal.
No, seriously, is it? It
no, it does sound like a goal. You're right. We'll be able to ascend 4 steps. That sounds like a goal. Well, for this, you can also say it's not applicable to anything. It's a so goal. you're saying it's NA. It's not part of SOAP. It doesn't like a goal.
Yeah, I'm right. Going crazy.
Last one. Patient able to accept increase weights for shoulder abduction exercises from 5 to 20 pounds with reps unchanged today compared with initial evaluation.
Assessment.
I know you what you want us. You have that look where it's like, I want to say objective, but I'll say assessment. I'll say that's assessment. That face you just had.
Yeah. I just think they, see, I would split those.
Okay.
I just split them.
But that's the thing. Like, you can use the objective portion, mm-hmm. write that, and then use it as part of your assessment to make it longer.
But at the same time, like, really, you're just going straight forward. You've that's where like school is slightly different than I would say being out in the field. You don't want to repeat yourself in your notes when you're out in the field.
No, yeah, verbatim, I guess. Yeah. It's just your
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're saying 10 pounds on this.
Mm-hmm.
So if the like, we'll just say our patient performed bicep curls 3 sets of 10 with 10 pound weights.
Okay.
In this, that I would put that in the objective. In the assessment, I'd be like, patient was able to increase, bicep curls weight from 4 pounds last visit. I'm not going to repeat the 10 pounds again because it's already in this objective.
Not saying you can't.
You can't. I mean, yeah. sorry. What? Not saying you can't. You okay. can. You totally can do that. But I'm just trying to be efficient more, at the same time.
Productive.
More productive. All right. There's no point in repeating yourself.
I mean, I feel like we did fairly well. I mean, let us know if you agree with what we said or if you completely disagree.
I told Ken I could talk pretty much all day on documentation.
The only ones, I think the goal was the only one that was kind of iffy. And the patient stated she went to the store last night. I think that's kind of irrelevant.
I think it's
unless it can be relevant, but I think it's.
I think you'd need to elaborate irrelevant. A little bit more on why.
Yeah.
All you right. want to just back up why you put things in your note.
Yeah.
So.
The significance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that just wraps it up.
Yeah.
That was all we had. Oh. We'll see that this new shorter formats kind of work out.
Let us know. Seriously, guys, let us know what you think. We really want to improve. And we want this to be beneficial for y'all. We want this to feel like something that you guys enjoy listening and you guys feel like some benefit out of. So let us know. Let us know what you guys would like to hear. I know we have quite a few orthopathos, but we're diving in deeper into some more neurological ones. We just want to make sure we're fully prepared for those.
And at the same time, it's what mainly our backgrounds are, so it's easier for us to talk about that.
Yeah.
But so. We definitely want to touch on quite a few more. But let us know what you guys think.
Mm-hmm.
For those who listen to most of our episodes or all of them, then we thank you very much. Yeah. We definitely appreciate it. But help us help you. And making this better and just continue to build this.
And don't forget to share, guys. To honestly, sharing yeah. is going to be the biggest thing for us.
But yeah, go ahead and follow all our social medias, IG, Twitter, Facebook,
and
YouTube.
And the handle is?
The PT Assistants.
And check out our new videos on YouTube too, guys. They're awesome.
I'm working on them.
Ken has been doing a great job of getting the animation down and the format down.
It's been a journey.
They go a little bit more in depth of like the actual pathos we've been talking about.
They're more for board review and kind of exam review.
Quick refreshes, I call them.
But they're a work in progress. Hopefully we'll be able to approve.
I don't even think they're for board exam. Honestly, the way we've set it up, they're great little reviews.
I'm definitely trying to get better. So if you guys have feedback on that too, just let me know, because it's I mean, this is a whole new world for us. We're not content creators of any sort, so
we did not go to school for social media, so we're learning about it. But we will be talking about Achilles tendon, more about my experience about it. But yeah, come and find out why I have so much.
It's been quite the journey.
Background on Achilles. But
you'll know why, and it'll open the door or shed some light as to Laura's other projects as well. So we'll get into that next time.
But thank you guys listening. Don't forget to like, share, and comment.
What she said.
Bye, guys.
Take care.